What's up, everybody? Dear Albie, Chels here.
Hey.
All right, so we just had a, we're going to piggyback off Dear Don. Okay, we have Chel. This is your first solo. How do you feel?
Well, technically not a solo, you're with me.
Well, I know, but still, like, you know, I was trying to create a little dramatic, I'm trying to create stakes here. Okay. You know what I mean?
Now I'm nervous.
It's that kind of thing. But we had a bunch of questions that came in after I announced we're going to be doing this. This one here, I had a couple actually we might end up covering on this because these came in that were kind of fun and some other ones that I actually want to repurpose. But this was something that was a major throwback, especially if you watched us on the TV. And I'm pulling it up here. This came through the Instagram. You can get us there and still at dearalbymailbag@gmail.com. This is from another Chelsea. Mm. Dear Albie, so excited to hear Dear Don again. So excited to hear that you'll be interviewing more of your family on a one-on-one. The Dear Don's old school were my favorite, and I'm a community member since the old school days when Marcus was on. Another very fun little reference. We haven't had Marcus on in a minute. We got to have him back. So anyway, let's get right into it. I am also a very close follower of you guys while you were on Housewives. With the new baby on the way, have you considered how you would teach them about their own bodies, and are you going to use the same terms you used on Housewives, aka calling boobs bubbies and a vagina a chucky? This is old school for those of you that remember the reference. I'm sure you'll get a good laugh out of this, but is it something that you guys have considered, and what does Chelsea think? From fellow Chelsea, this is a lot of fun. We hadn't talked about that, but you've heard my family say that before, and we've talked about the fact that, you know, what they call certain body parts. We have discussed that.
I have mentioned to your mom numerous occasions that I will never refer to a woman's part down there as a chucky, a chuckalina. The word is like moist to me. Like, I hate that word so much.
The word is moist?
No, like, you know how people don't like the word moist?
I don't know that.
Or like, just certain words that people don't like to say or hear. Moist is a very common one. I'm sure people will agree on the podcast. But Chuckalina and Chucky is just so cringe to me. And I say this to Caroline's face. And even Lauren's like, I agree with you, Chelsea. I hate the word Chucky.
Oh, she says it's dumb. But they were major proponents of the word Chucky. So, because here's the thing, right? You know, the words, I guess, that you would be in question for those that are less familiar. My family and growing up called boobs bubbies, which for whatever reason took hold on the show. They call a vagina a chucky, and they call a penis a pee-pee. Okay?
A pee-pee.
Now, pee-pee I feel like is pretty standard.
Yeah, I say peeshy, like a little peeshy.
You know what I mean? I don't think there's much of a debate there. Chucky is terrible.
A chucky? I think of Chucky, and I think of the evil doll.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to refer to my body part as like an evil menacing doll.
I go to the doll and the doll immediately goes to blood. So to me, it's never a good thing.
Yeah. I don't know where it's like, I guess Chuckalina, like, is that like an Italian thing?
I have no idea.
I mean, I'm Italian.
I never heard that.
Yeah. I don't even know what we call it in our family. Like we don't really like refer to it very often. But I remember when I was babysitting, these two boys, and I had to use the bathroom. And I locked myself in the bathroom, and the boys had to be like 6 and 4. And the little 4-year-old knocks on the door. And he's like, Chelsea, so we had peesies. Do you have a giny? And I was like mortified. As I'm like, I'll be right out. Like just trying to get a quick pee in. So they called it like a giny, I guess, but I don't know. I feel like it's so weird to even have to think about as a parent. You need to talk about these things because obviously you do, because you know you don't want the kid to be like, "What's that, mommy?" And you're referring it to it as a gumball machine or something. Like, you know, you kind of need a normal term for it.
I feel like, I mean, look, I I definitely am anti Chucky as a term.
Yeah.
You know, I really almost feel like it's deserving to do a deep dive into how it even came about. I also never understood boobies either, to be honest.
Well, yeah, you have plenty of nicknames for my boobs, so I don't think we need to call them. I mean, boobies is fine. That's like a cute word. That's not weird to me.
It's not as abrasive as Chucky.
Chucky
that's a
is
really,
off the table in our family. I do not care if it's. I didn't care if it was passed down for traditions in your family. That word, I hate that word so much.
It's definitely. It really like almost requires a response in my head of like, whose idea was this? And I think it's something we'll explore. You know,
Thank God we're having a boy first, because we kind of don't really. Right away have to let him know, like, hey, you have this is what girls are gonna
I don't think it was gonna be that kind of thing. Like, I wasn't gonna make a big deal of it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, hey man,
but
like,
as a kid, like, I don't know, as an adult, you know, mommy's gonna change and stuff, and the baby's gonna be there. Like, eventually when he starts speaking, he's gonna know mommy doesn't have a peachy.
Well, they're gonna learn these things. I don't know how they you know, how they learn it. To me is to me, not so much in question as obviously what it's being called. I mean, you know, I don't know if you have alternatives, you know, I'm not a fan of calling it or referring to any else as Chucky.
Yeah,
you
know? No, I'm happy we're on the same page.
We're good. That. I mean, like, you know, Poom Poom, you know, maybe that.
Poom Poom,
it works
not
for
either.
The Jamaicans. Why couldn't it work for our kid?
It's because that's not how it's going
to work. Think about it, though. A bum bum, like, you know, people call it a butt, like a bum. I heard bum bum for butt. Why, you know, Poom Poom makes sense.
It doesn't. It doesn't in our...
Why does it make sense?
Because.
Why is that no good?
I don't know. Sweetie.
There's a guy on Instagram, okay? He's my, you know, one of my favorite followers, or one of my favorite follows, that he speaks in a Jamaican accent and goes and will walk up to people. And... that's just the first time I heard it, and I never let it go after that. It just makes sense to me. I just
because
love the way it rolls
is,
off.
Is, you know, it's not like he's not going to have any Jamaican friends, but the majority of his friends are not going to call that.
I don't know that Poom Poom is. I don't know that
he's
Poom Poom
be walking around the playground, and if he, God forbid, talks about a Poom Poom, he's going to sound
I don't
crazy.
Know. Yeah, but
he's
I don't.
Taken in the
yeah,
office.
But first of all, I don't know that Poom Poom is restricted to just Jamaican. So I'm green. I'm new to Poom Poom. I'm new to the term. I'm new to it. Okay, so I don't know. I don't know if I'm getting myself into hot water here, because I don't know like what else it might mean. But in throwing it's not like he's running around saying, "Oh, your blood clot." He's not doing that. Poom Poom to me
your
could be
blood clot.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. That's what they say. I'm very, you know, I listen to Drake. I'm up on.
I thought it was boom clot.
No, there's several clots.
Oh, I don't even.
There's
know.
Several. I even know where it's from.
I'm not familiar with the Jamaican culture words.
But the thing is, right? I don't think that's. Poom Poom is less offensive than Chucky.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't like Chucky, so.
It's terrible.
But Poom Poom's weird. Like, I don't know. No, I don't like it either. I don't know.
Do you want to just stick?
I don't like it either.
Just, you know, I mean, you got to answer Chelsea, the other Chelsea's question. I mean, do you want to just stick with what, you know, you're going to go with Giant-y kind of thing? I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Giant-y. I don't know. I kind of want to hear from the community. Like, what, for those who have kids, boys and girls, I want to know, like, when you had these important and necessary talks with your kids, like, what did you refer to these body parts as? Like, I think it's such a. It also, I feel like, changes with each generation. I don't know. Your parents clearly refer to it as a Chucky. I have never even heard that before your family, but I don't know. I don't know. It's weird to me.
I'm down to ban that.
I can't
get
over how cringy that word is.
I'm down to ban it. I'm good with that. This one came in here. We'll jump into one more. This is just a little bit of a chime. Sending in a chime now. This is through the Instagram. Sending in a chime now after I've listened to the Les Mis debate. I am screaming/laughing. The song they rewrote is called Come to Me. It's the same music as On My Own and is first played during Fantine's death and then later at the end of the play. That's where it ends. See the face of God. That's why it's so impactful throughout the impactful. That's why it's so impactful throughout, I don't know. However, my mom confirms that this church definitely has changed the lyrics to that music. She heard it back in the 90s at a funeral and asked the singer where she got the song. She said she put a psalm or some Bible verses, my mom isn't clear on that, to the music. So I think everyone may be mostly right. The song isn't original to Les Mis, but they did change the words, but they used words from the Bible. So is that okay? I say you bring Marlene onto the podcast to clear things up. Megan, I'll tell you what. Did you listen to that episode? Les Mis?
I have never even seen Les Mis.
You never seen Les Mis?
No.
Oh, you'll weep. Haven't. You'll weep.
Oh, I will. I know I will, especially now with my pregnancy hormones. I'll be... But I haven't. No, I haven't seen that.
So we'll have to do that. We'll watch it. I don't think I saw the movie all the way through. Maybe we'll get some advice on that. Did you listen to the show though with Les Mis? But we had the Les Mis debate between my parents.
I was upstairs when you guys filmed that. But
yes, understand the story. Yes. So either way, I think she's right. We may have to get the clergy involved in this. So I'm gonna reach out. I'm going to see if I can call in a favor, if he's comfortable, to see if we can get Uncle Father George, who I still finally call him Uncle Father George, to come on the show. So that would definitely clear things up, and let's see where it lands and go from there. But either way, this was fantastic. I'm glad we got the Chucky thing out of the way. I feel good about where we're landing. We've landed with Pum Pum, and that's where we're going to go.
We have not landed with Pum Pum.
I heard we landed
there. There's also one thing I need to say, and we can touch upon this in the next podcast, but Albie was very shocked when Lauren purchased me recently adult underwear and diapers, disposable underwear and disposable diapers for myself. He was like, why do you need those?
I'm still
he's very shocked.
I'm still unclear
what is to come after
I'm still
the
unclear.
Baby comes out. So there's a lot he needs to learn, a lot of baby books he needs to read.
I have one. I have the book. My friend,
I think he's gonna have a rude
no
awakening.
I'm gonna say it. My friend actually sent me a book. Hassan, shout out to Hassan. He recommended We're Pregnant, the first time dad's pregnancy handbook. So I got that. And I'm just not at the part where you have to wear a diaper.
Yeah, you're going to get there. You're going to have to. There's a lot of.
This is news.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it changes things, but it you know.
If I asked you to wear a diaper for me to feel like comfortable, would you put one on too?
I don't know that I why? Why do you have to do that?
I go to the bathroom a lot.
So what does that have to do with wearing a diaper? I don't go in my pants.
Well, I'm not going to go in my pants either. It's more for the bleeding that comes.
Okay. This show is good. Thank you guys so much. Now is a good time to call it. We love you. DLB Mail. Like, Gmail.com. Catch you later.
Send advice, people.
Goodbye.